Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Thank you. We are live here in Jackson Square at the Presbyterian, and we're joined now by former City Council President Stacy Head, I think, right? Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you? Man, we talked a lot back in the old days when I was producing for Garland, and you were hanging on and talking to him. How you been? What are you up to now? Practicing law?
I am not practicing law. I'm doing a few things self-employed, but just enjoying life. My kids have moved on to college and beyond, and spending a lot of time with my family.
Wow, that's good for you. You still got the license, though, right?
I don't. I actually don't practice law at all anymore.
Really? Oh, wow. I thought you'd keep that license current.
I am a recovering lawyer.
Give me... Well, keep going to your meetings. Keep following the 12 steps. You'll be all right. Let's talk about your thoughts and what was it that made you decide to get involved with public service after Katrina?
I think I'm a perennial Pollyanna, and I believe New Orleans can be better at all times. After the devastation of Katrina, I really thought that was an opportunity to reset and to make the city better and set us on a path for strength and health and to focus on the fundamentals, because we are such an amazing region. The city is so amazing, as are all of the surrounding parishes. But we never seem to live up to our potential. And I got really frustrated, and I was in actually Le Petit Grocery one night having dinner. And again, we have such wonderful restaurants, such wonderful culture, that I decided, you know, I'm going to make a difference. So I jumped in, and I'm glad I didn't know what I didn't know, because I wouldn't have done it. I would have known it was too difficult. But because I was naive, I ran, I won, and I was able to serve my city for 12 years.
You know, I don't know how you can be a perennial Pollyanna and be a lawyer. I think you were doomed from the beginning, huh?
That's why I'm not a lawyer anymore.
That's why you're recovering. I'm looking at the clock here. Let me take an early break if I can. I want to come back and talk to you about the surprises once you got into seeing how the sausage was made from, as you said, I think you said naive. What did you say before?
Naivety, yeah.
Naive. That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about the differences of what Stacy Head thought it was going to be as opposed to what council member Stacy Head found out it really was. We'll continue. We're live from the Presbyterian in a moment. 850 traffic now, WWO. All right, 855, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with self-proclaimed perennial Pollyanna and recovering lawyer Stacy Head, former city council president. So I asked you before the break, Stacy, how did the reality of public service match up with what your expectations were going into it?
So I'm sure your listeners can understand this. The frustration was shocking. There were things that I truly believed would be simple. Certain reforms.
Like what, for example?
I'll give you one. Pension reform.
Okay.
So an analysis, a third-party analysis was done of all the Gulf South government entities' pensions and determined that the Sewage and Water Board was an outlier of generosity. And you remember the people retiring with millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And then very close second to the Sewage and Water Board was the city of New Orleans. And the other thing about the pension system is that it really doesn't benefit most of the lower-paid employees. So I thought, hey, this is going to be something that will help the city's fist. It will be rational to bring it into the mid-range of what all the other Gulf South pensions are. And it will help the lower paid employees because we can get them actual salary increases, which is what they really wanted more than these lofty, unbelievably expensive pensions way into the future. Well, I ran into buzzsaws every time I tried to make that reform. I finally got it done after 11 years. Then Mayor Landrieu withdrew his opposition to it and supported it. And then within just a few months, this new council undid them. The other thing is contracts. I really believed that contracts would be given to the best companies that had the lowest cost with the highest quality. But there was always some constituency group or personal favoritism that was going on that ended up making the citizens get a poorer quality product for more money. And then, you know, then the last thing, I guess, is the fact that more people didn't on the council and in all politics didn't care about focusing on the things that every single New Orleanian needs, not just loud constituency groups or people that are paid to go to the council with signs, but the streets, the street lights, the drainage, the regulatory entities like safety and permits functioning well. Those were the mundane things that really mattered and I enjoyed working on, and I was really surprised that more politicians didn't care about improving those as much as they cared about more grand ideas of, let's just say, economic development, where a lot of city money would go to a particular sector or a particular entity. I just don't think that's healthy. The more I saw government, the more I realized we should do the basics, and we're such an amazing community. Let the business community grow, but let's just do the stuff that every single person, from the person who works for the Sewage and Water Board, to the teachers, to the lawyers, to the doctors, to the healthcare workers, we all need decent streets. We all need street lights. We all need police protection. Let's do that first. And I have to tell you, I was surprised that more people in politics didn't feel like that. And I think it's because the media doesn't tend to report those things on a regular basis because they're kind of boring. It's much more fun to report, oh, we've given all city employees a new holiday.
It's in the weed stuff. That's where the cheating happens. Thank you, Stacey.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.